Okay, so Mirat Hashem, we're going to be learning a very fascinating inyan for the next couple of weeks. Tochacha and Arevus. The topic is that, on the one hand, it sounds like it's just one pasuk in the Chumash. Hocheach tochiach es amisacha, a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. But this topic is a very broad one. And we're going to have to look at it from a lot of different angles. On the one hand, we have to look at the mitzvah per se and analyze the mitzvah, dissect the mitzvah, what is the nature of the mitzvah, what are the parameters of the mitzvah, how does one fulfill it, what are some of the details and halachas of the mitzvah, when is one pater from this mitzvah. We also have to understand that the pasuk and the mitzvah in its context. The pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim starts with a lav of losis nasachicha bilvavecha, not to hate your fellow Jew in your heart. And then it goes on and says, Hochiach tochiach es avisacha, the mitzvah of tochacha, and it ends with Sisal of Chet, which is another lav, not to be an avera. So we have to understand how the various parts of the pasuk connect with one another. How does the Hochiach tochiach es avisacha relate to the beginning of the pasuk of Losisna and to the end of the pasuk of Sisal of Chet? What is this pasuk actually saying? Also, we have to consider the relationship between the mitzvah of tochacha and other mitzvahs in the Chumash. There are many other mitzvahs in Tayag mitzvahs that have some connection to the concept of tochacha. For example, just a few examples, and we'll touch on this maybe today, maybe next year. There's a lav in the Torah not to bear a grudge, lo sitor, which could have to do with the fact that you remind somebody about what they did. When you say, you did that to me, so you're reminding them that that's possibly a violation of lo sitor. So how you relate lo chiach tochiach to that? I mean, you're reminding the person what they did. Maybe not. Lifnei iver, of course, a very major aveira of not to be accomplice in someone else's a sin. Obviously, to some extent, the mitzvah tochacha has to do with that as well. Onoas dvarim is a lav to insult somebody, to remind them about something they did, of their past behavior. Every tochacha has to do with reminding them in some way about their behavior, and yet it's not naveva nos dvarim, it's a mitzvah tochacha. But then again, if you don't do it right, one can consider the fact that maybe there's a violation of nos dvarim. So there's a lot at stake here. It's a mitzvah, but it can also be naveva if it's not done correctly. Not to mention a notion of habanas panim, which according to many is the meaning of the last part of the pasuk, sisal of chet, not to embarrass a person. Again, if you don't do tochacha properly, you're also risking violating a lav of losisal of chet, of habanas panim, of embarrassing. Also, there's an avera in the Torah, losamad adam reyecha, which means that if someone is about to drown, you're not going to stand by and let the person drown. His life is going to be at stake here, and therefore you have to stand up to save him, to rescue him. So it could be, this is what you look in the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chinuch, it's mentioned that this could also be relating to spiritual drowning, not just physical drowning. So to step in and to stop somebody from sinning, certainly before they did that avera, could be going under the rubric of l'sav adam reyecha. Similarly, the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, which has to do with giving back a physical item belonging to somebody, can be expanded and extended to refer to not just Hashavas Aveda, but Hashavas Gufo, and not just physically, but also spiritually. So again, we have to see the relationship between the mitzvah of Tochacha and some of these other mitzvahs. The concept of macha, making a macha, is something you find often in Chazal. A person is in position to make a macha, to make a difference, to stop somebody from doing an avera, especially if you're in a position of leadership. So to the extent that you don't do that, you don't intervene, you are in some way culpable, and it's as if you committed that avera as well. It's like through not acting, you have become part of that avera. So this is very connected to the concept of arevus. That everyone is interrelated, every Jew is interrelated with another Jew. V'chashlu ish ba'achiv, Chazal Darshin, from the Pasuk in Bechukosai, that one Jew is nichshal by the sin of the other. Ish ba'avon achiv. If one person does an avera, then his fellow suffers the consequences. The Gemara explains, though, this is in Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin and Shibus Lamites, that this is based on the fact that they couldn't be moche and weren't moche. So here you have the idea of macha, the requirement to make a macha, and that ties into the notion of arebus. Because we're collectively one, we're responsible for each other, we have to make a difference and not let the other one do an avera. If we don't, we are also going to suffer the consequences and share in the guilt. So again, the relationship between tochacha and arebus is a very basic question that we have to explore. The mitzvah of a tochacha, to what extent is that tied in to this concept of macha and arebus? Then there's a notion of afrusha meisur. In general, many sugyas that deal with the fact that you have to step in to separate someone from doing an avera. Again, very much part and parcel of tochacha. But these are also separate in yanin too. The concept of tochacha, just to see how broad the topic is, the concept of tochacha is, starting with Tanakh, is something you find so many places in Tanakh, replete in Tanakh, in Agados of Chazal, in the Mori Chazal, not just within the strict realm of halacha and sefer mitzvahs and prati mitzvahs. Go back to Noach and Avraham. Noach is faulted, May Noach, it's his mabul, because he wasn't mochiach the generation. Avraham Avinu was seen as the one that vayikra b'shem Hashem, he was going to reach out and make a difference and bring other people back. V'sanefesh ha'shasu b'chara. Then you have a specific pasuk in Parshas Vayera, which we'll touch on. V'ochiach Avraham es Avimelech alodos be'eramayim she'gaz lav di Avimelech. The Rishonim quote this in the context of the Mitzvah Tochacha, that Avraham Avinu was mochiach Avimelech. He laid down with him the grievances. He rebuked him for the fact that his servants had stolen wells of water. Pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, v'ochiach Avraham es Avimelech. Avraham was engaged in hochiach tochiach. Yaakov Avinu comes to Charan and he meets up with these shepherds and he asks them about Lavan, how's he doing? And they tell him that he's doing okay and Rachel is coming with the sheep. And meanwhile, Yaakov notices that they seem to be bringing the sheep back, but the day is still plenty of hours of daylight. Hey, oh, the Yom Gadol, says Yaakov Avinu. What was he saying? He was, in a certain sense, fulfilling mitzvah v'chiach tochiach. You have more hours you have to put in. If you're workers, you haven't done your duty for the day. You have more hours to tend the sheep. So that's Yaakov Avinu. Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu fulfills v'chiach tochiach. When? He sees the two Jews arguing, Dasu Navira, and he says to one of them, Lama Sakariyacha. What's Lama Sakariyacha? It's tochacha. The Chavos HaBavos brings that example of Tochacha, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah tells us how Moshe Rabbeinu acted. He didn't respond very well when he heard that. He said, Misamcha. Right? So that we have to talk about the issues relating to when the person is not going to take kindly to what you're saying, and does that absolve you of your mitzvah? These are all very important issues related to the mitzvah of Tochacha. Sifrei Nevi'im, wherever you go, what are the Nevi'im doing? Nevi'im, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, you name it. They're coming to give a lot of tochacha to Kai, not just nechama, tochacha. They're telling Kai Yisrael, do tshuva, these are veris, those are veris. Throughout the Nevi'im. Sefer Mishlei, so many psukim in Sefer Mishlei are about tochacha. And I can count, but literally you can see how much of Sefer Mishlei is about the importance of tochacha. Who do you give tochacha to? Who shouldn't give tochacha to? Tochach leitz. The Gemara has many statements about tochacha that are based on psukim and sefer Mishlei, and many statements in Chazal that talk about tochacha, the importance of tochacha, and the punishment for one who doesn't give tochacha. Okay, so what do we see in all of this? This is a very broad topic. These are dvarim ha'om debruma shel olam. At the same time, because it's so much part of the fabric of daily life, it's also very easy to miss the point, to do it wrong, and to not know what to do. Either you should have spoken up and you didn't, and you missed an opportunity, or you spoke up when you shouldn't have, or you spoke up and did it the wrong way. And again, the risks are very, very great that if you don't do it right, not just that you didn't do something right, you did something pretty bad. So it's important to recognize the scope of the topic and the importance of the topic. Okay, so now let's go right into the pasuk. Let's start with the pasuk of Hochiach Tochiach. We're going to present, there are really two different pshatim that go into this pasuk. We're going to focus today on one of them. We all assume that the mitzvah chayach tochiyach is, you see someone doing an aveira, you have to offer tochacha and be critical of the person's behavior and tell the person that they did something wrong. That is what we're used to when we think of tochacha. But if you look in the pasuk and the immediate context of the pasuk, you get a different picture. And this is what the Mefarshim on Chumash present. And this is also codified by the Rambam in Halacha and Sefer Mitzvos, as well as in the Yad, in the Hilchos Deos. A very different shot, and that's what we're going to focus on. The pasuk begins with the lav. Do not hate your fellow Jew in your heart. And after this, the pasuk says, Hocheach tochiach es amisech. So what is the pasuk really saying? What is the connection between the first part of the pasuk and the next part of the pasuk? So if we look at the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, Rabbi Yossi Bechor Shor, the Ramban, all of them emphasize the pshat. Some of them bring the other pshat as well, but all of them emphasize that we're not talking about tochacha in the way that I just described it, that you see somebody doing something wrong and you're trying to be critical of them and let them know that they did something wrong. That's not what it's about. It's not about them as much as it's about you and your reaction to how they treated you. Someone did something to you that triggers feelings of hostility, negativity. You feel hurt. You feel very upset. You feel almost like you hate them for what they did. So now you have a choice. You can let yourself get into the feeling of being victimized and feel sinner and walk away and do your own thing. Or you cannot let it fester into sinner, but rather you have to approach the person and lay out your grievances and present your case and say, why did you act this way to me? That's what we're talking about according to these Mefarshim. Mochiach tochiach es amisecha is not about, you know, acting like a judge, so to speak, like Hashem's policeman trying to enforce the law that the Torah says X and you didn't act in compliance with the Torah and therefore, you know, you should consider changing your ways. That's not what we're talking about. Rather, it's about what to do with your feelings when you are affected by the person's behavior. Let's take a look at how the Rishonim say it, because there are nuances in the Rishonim about what exactly is the point of this and what's the goal. So, for example, let's look at the Rashbam. Start with Im Gmolcha Ra. The person did something wrong to you. Lo tisra'el fanavka ohevu v'kirbo yasim arvo. Don't present yourself on the outside like you're really good friend, you love him, but inside you are laying ambush, the pasuk in Yirmiyah. In other words, you really hate him inside. Right? Al tisna'el b'libcha. Don't hate him in your heart. Rather, Ella, and this is the key here, the link between this and the next part of the pasuk is the Ella. Rather, what should you do instead? Hocheach, tochicheu al ma she'asa. Right? That means to confront him and to voice your complaints to him on what that which he did. Umitoch kach yeshalom. So the Rashbam is emphasizing that the mitzvah v'cheach tochiach is the alternative. Rather than losisna, to keep it inside, rather express your gripe with him. And what's the goal of that? Mitokach yeshalom. Why would that be shalom? How could that lead to shalom? He doesn't tell us. So look in the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says why it can lead to shalom. Two possibilities. Again, the Chizkuni says, Im shamata shehevel lecha lotia lo noter sina b'lubavecha misuteres. It's interesting how he starts by saying, Im shamata shehevel lecha. The Rashbam, it says, Im gmolcha ra. No, it happened to you. In the Chizkuni, he says, you heard that he did something. So it stretches it even further. Not that I personally saw it, but I heard that he did something to me. So now I feel hurt, and I feel upset. So what do you do? Rather, don't hold on to it inside as a hatred. What does that mean? And he gives you some words. In the Rashbam, it doesn't say what he says. It just says, right? It just says, Hiskuni says, you tell him, Matu asu silikach. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? You come, you ask for an explanation. That's what hocheach. You come and ask for an explanation. The shema mitoch kach is bara hadavik ki akol sheker. V'lo niskavi masha atasavu. Very possibly, from this, it will become clear that he never intended what you think. You ascribe motives to him. You assume that he was out to get you. And then he'll explain himself, and you realize, wow, I totally missed it. I didn't really understand. I thought he was really out to get me. He wasn't. So that's one way it will lead to shalom. Or another possibility, oh, yisakein es mashehepa. Or he'll simply remedy it. In other words, he'll own up to his mistake and he'll correct it. And therefore, it won't be a problem that you suspected him as he continues, l'si salaf chet, meaning to suspect him for something that wasn't really so. So, according to both of these Rishonim, the point of Ochiach Tochiach again is the way the Torah is telling you should behave as opposed to holding on to hatred in your heart. How should you behave? You should come to the person, lay out your grievance, ask him for an explanation, and that will lead to hopefully a resolution that either you overreacted or he will apologize. Okay, who else learns this way? So, let me read you from Rabbi Yossi Bechor Shor, one of the Balei Tosfos who's very famous for his pshat approach to Chumash. And he says, "V'asisras achicha b'levecha, shem yasecha achicha davar shekasha beinecha." I did something that's hard on you. You feel taken by it. You feel it's inappropriate that he acted that way. Similar to the Chizkuni, Madu asisali kach. Shem alone is kaven l'mashat asavur. Maybe you never meant what you think. You're reading his mind. You think it was for that reason, not oh nana. So stama was forced into it. Oh shum tam yesh b'davar. She yomer lach and he'll explain. He'll defend himself. Mitoch kach teida shel osim chashel kog. And you realize that he never really acted inappropriately after all. And the Chizkuni adds the other possibility, that he'll actually apologize. In the Ramban, first he presents the pshat that is more known. Hochiach Tochich is a new mitzvah. It's not connected to the beginning of the Sisna. It's a mitzvah, l'lamdo tochachas musar. That would be the pshat that we're more familiar with. But after bringing that pshat, he says, Hanochem de'enai, right? In the middle of the Ramban. What I think is the pshat in this pasuk, Ki ochiach tochiach kimo v'ochiach avram es avi melech. So here the Ramban sends us to that pasuk. And you see how the Ramban understood that pasuk in Vayera. What was Avram doing over there in Vayera when he was complaining to avi melech al dos be'aramayim? Was he fulfilling the role of Hashem's policeman? Avimelech, Gezel is a very bad thing. You're being over Gezel. I want you to know that it's not a good thing. Is that what is going on? No. What's going on there is Avram felt that Avimelech's servants were acting in a way that was hurtful to him. Right? They were stealing. It's my water. They took his water. So Ve'ochiach Avimelech is the pshat that we're going right now. This is Avram saying, putting out his grievance. The Yomar Akasuv, Al Tis Nasachicha Bilva Vecha, Ba'asosalacha Shalok Kirtzonecha. Don't hate your brother when he asks to you in a way that you don't feel comfortable. Aval Tochi Chenu, Madua Kacha Asisa Invadi. Similar to Chizkuni and Choshor, why did you act this way? And don't bear a sin by covering up your sinna in your heart, and hold back from telling him. So the point of the pasuk is all one idea. Express what's on your mind, to him. Why? What's the reason? Why is this a good thing? So the Rashbam says it will bring to Shalom. Then elaborate. The Cheskuni told you how it can bring to Shalom. And the Ramban does the same. Ki ba'okichacha oso yisnatzelacha. When you offer this confrontation, you tell him, why are you acting that way? Yisnatzel means he will find a way to explain his behavior. He'll defend himself. And he'll explain why he's really not guilty in the way you think. Oh, yashuv yisvadel cheto utachafelo. Or he will recognize that he acted a little bit inappropriately, and he'll ask for forgiveness, and it will bring to mechila. So again, this pshat of the Ramban is very much in sync with the pshat of the Rishon. But what we have in common here with all these Rishonim, not just about the pshat itself, that hochiach tochiach means not to be to keep the sinner inside, but to tell the person, this is how come you acted this way. The goal, according to his Rishonim, is to promote peace, to bring out clarification that either he will own up to the mistake, and that's a good resolution, or he will explain his behavior, and that's also a good resolution. You realize that you took him to be worse than he was. Right? So that's what they say. In the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, you get a little bit of a different angle. Look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs here. In Siman in Mitzvah Resh Hey. You know what we'll do? Maybe before the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, see the Rambam in the Yad in Hilchos Deis. Vav, and then we'll go to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam is codifying this idea of the Mitzvah of Tochacha. In fact, he does it in the Yad before he goes into the other Tochacha, which is, you see somebody doing something wrong, then you should be Masir him Lumutav and be Mochiach him, that's Halacha Zayin. But the first time the Rambam introduces Hocheach Tochiach, it's an Halacha Vav. How does the Rambam explain it? This is in page 66 in your in the Kovetz I have here. Deis Vav, Kishayachta Ish Le'ish. When one person commits some grievance to another person, interpersonal relationships. This is ben adam lachavero problems. Lo yistemenu v'yishtok. Don't feel sinna and be quiet and feel the hatred inside. Kimo shenema b'rishoyim. Like it says, v'lo diber avshalom im amnon me'rava atov ki sonei avshalom es amnon. Right? Because of what Amnon did to Tamar, Avshalom did not speak to Amnon. His hatred was burning inside, and he broke off communication out of the sinner. That's what the Torah is trying to get away from. Don't react the way Avshalom did toward Amnon. Rather, Ella mitzvah alav hodio, to tell him that you're feeling what you're feeling. The loma lo lama asisa li kach v'kach v'loma chatasa li b'dor ha'ploni. Why did you do this, and why did you offend me that way? Shenemar, hocheach tochiach es amisecha. Pshat the pasuk. The Rambam codifies the halacha. This idea. Now we're not just talking about mefarshim on pshat and chumash. We're talking about halacha. The Rambam is codifying the halacha that you're required to go, not to keep it inside, but to go over to the person and to say, why did you act this way? And if the person there comes back and says, forgive me, don't be cruel, you should say, I forgive you, as it says by Abraham and Avimelech, that he prayed for him. Only after the Rambam gives you that pshat of Ochech Tochiach does the Rambam go on to the other idea in Halacha Zayin, with all the details of Haroch Haver Shechato Shehoch B'derech L'tova Mitzvah Zirul Mutav. The Rambam started off with this idea that we saw in Mefarshim Chumash. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is in your packets, a page earlier, Mitzvah Reish Hei, it's interesting, the Rambam starts in the other direction. In Mitzvah Reish Hei, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, of Mitzvah Saseh, the Rambam starts by telling us the Tzivanu Ochiach HaChotei, V'Limnoa Oso B'Maimar V'Tochacha. So the Rambam starts with the mitzvah of Tochacha, as in, we're familiar with, that you should rebuke somebody, criticize them when they've done an Aveira, when they're about to do an Aveira. We should not let other people sin. That's the classic Tochacha. But then the Rambam continues in the middle and says, the nichnas betzivoy hazeh. Included in this mitzvah is also the following. Shenashim k'tzaseinu l'k'tzaseinu k'sheyachta ish mimenu l'ish. That we should criticize one the other when somebody does something offensive to the other. V'lo nitor lo v'nachshav lo avon. We should not hold on to it and hold against the person. Rather, we should come to the person and say, not fear, why do you do that? This is what the Rambam in the Yad said in Halacha Vav. The Rambam in the Yad started with that. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah starts with the classic Tochacha that we know and then goes to this idea of Inichnas B'tzivui Hazeh. But I want you to notice something interesting in the Rambam. What is the goal of this? In the Rishonim in Chumash, in the Ramban as well, and the other Rishonim we saw, the goal is in order to arrive at harmony, at Shalom. That's what the Rishonim said. How does it sound like from the Lashon Rambam here? Continue. Avo nitzdavenu lehochicho b'mamar ad shelo yishor dover b'nefesh. Get it all out. Don't hold on to any inner hostility. The Rambam doesn't focus on the fact that it's going to have a good, peaceful resolution in the sense that he'll apologize, or that I'll realize that I overreacted, he'll explain himself. Rambam doesn't mention it, not here, not in the Yad. The focus seems to be purely on you. The alternative is for you to feel sinna inside. And the way that will not happen is if you are able to openly express your upset and your complaint to the person, so then it won't be left inside. So that itself is therapeutic. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. Lo yishor davar b'nefesh. I would be medayik from the Rambam possibly that the idea here is not as much the idea that it will, you know, it will have a peaceful resolution as much as simply lo sisna. It's toxic for you to have the feelings inside, and therefore as long as you express it, so that's it's not you're not holding on to it. Now how do you express it? You start cursing the guy. That's not what Ram says. That's its own Aveira, right? The answer is, the Ram tells you. You tell the person, why did you do this? We express the fact that we, you know, we feel hurt. And the Ram in the Yad, Lama sisli kach lekach, Lama chatasli. So you clearly are making clear that you feel that you're a victim, and you ask the person. But the point in the Rambam is more to get away from your own sinna. And the other Rishonim emphasizing more the goal is to promote peace. Which gets us to another question we should begin to think about. We'll come back to this in a little bit, but we'll point it out right now. Given the context of the Pasuk, that there's a lav of los yisna and the mitzvah of ochech tochiach, and according to these Rishonim that we're saying now, it's connected. Don't keep the sinna inside, but approach the person and ask for an explanation. Ask him, why do you do this? So, to what extent is this giving you a license to hate the person? In other words, there is a lav of sisna. Rather, don't keep the hatred inside, but hochiach tochiach. So suppose a person went through the process of coming to the person and saying, why did you do that? Now that you've done that, let's say the person still doesn't apologize. And you know you're right. You feel you're right. The person doesn't get it. Just, you know, doesn't explain anything. Let's say he says, I'm wrong, but he doesn't apologize. Okay, I felt like doing it anyway. So now, the question, this is more of a Lusisna question. Does this now lift the prohibition, the lav of Lusisna? Is the Torah saying that once you go through the process of ochech tochiach, this now is it's a matir on the losisna. Because the Torah is saying two things. Don't feel the sin inside, so it's an aveira of sinna. rather ochiach tochiach. So suppose you did ochiach tochiach. Does that now allow you to violate Lusisna? Lusisna is its own sugya. When are you permitted to hate another Jew? But possibly, you could say, if the Torah is saying Lusisna, but ochiach tochiach, you feel the person did an avodah to you, so you don't have a right to be Lusisna, to hate the person, unless you went through ochiach tochiach. If you did so, so maybe now you'd be permitted. So we'll have to see how it's mashman we've shown him about this. Both of these pshatim you'll find also in the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim, does anyone know who wrote the Sefer Charedim? He's the same person that composed a song that many of you sing at Shal Shudis. What? Yedid Nefesh. Yedid Nefesh was written by the Mechaber of Sefer Charedim, of Reza Askeri. So this is not an early Achron. This is not a Rishon. It's a time of the Arizal and Tzfat. That's where it comes from. So he wrote like a Sefer HaMitzvah called Sefer Charedim. This you'll have here in your, if you follow the Marmakom sheets, you'll see page 41. He quotes the Rambam, Deis, and the Ramban and Chumash that we read. The Pshat of Ochiach Tochiach is the Mairi B'Tochacha Shechayiv Adam Lochiach Es Chavero. So Asalo, but he adds something, the Medayik here. O L'Krovo Ra. So he adds O L'Krovo, that we haven't seen explicitly. Although he's quoting from the Rambam and the Ramban. Now could be, I think they point this out in the side here, whoever did the Haggos here, could be he got it from the Mashal of Amnon and Avshalom. Because the Avodah was done by Amnon to Tamar, who was a sister of Avshalom. So that's enough that you have a mitzvah chiyach tochiyach to the person who didn't, what you see as an Avodah, to your relative. O Shadiba love rabbi funav, a shalom funav, who spoke badly about me, whether to my presence or not. Al derech v'chiach ha'afim v'samach dos be'amayim. That's what the Rabban quoted as well. That means that the pshat in that pasuk is not Avram was mekayim the tochacha of you did an aveira and you should correct your behavior. It's Avram coming and saying, how can you do that to me? That's what talking about. How can you do that to me? Shechayev lasus came. Ula yikabel tochacha v'yomar chatasilach. He'll own up to it and say I'm wrong. Oh, he's not so low. Kavnoch, or he'll defend himself and say, I didn't know. Lo yadati. He actually gives you the example of Abimelech as a way that Abimelech says, you know, I didn't mean to do anything bad. I didn't know about it. Velo yistemena v'yishtok v'yichasis enasa b'libo k'mosh nebu rishoyim. So it's interesting that he brings the Rambam, but he also incorporates the reasons of the Rishonim. See, in the Rambam, I pointed out, the Rambam doesn't mention this, the goal that will be resolved, either that he'll apologize or he'll explain his behavior. The Rambam just focuses on not having the sinah. The Charedim rather, he says that, but he also mentions the positive outcome that can come from this. And then he goes on to the other pshat of tochach. Upirshu pirisheni. Yeah. So there's two issues I want to look at right now within this pshat of tochacha. Let's think about the relationship between the mitzvah of tochacha, as explained by the Rambam here in Halacha Vav, and these Rishonim, and the Isser of Netira. Now, the truth is, the Isser Netira, there are many shitas about what exactly is the Isser Netira. What's the case that Rashi brings in Chumash, which is based on the Torah's Kohanim and the Gemara in Yom Chav Gimel? Reuven asked Shimon to lend him something, and Shimon says, no, I'm not going to lend you. And then Shimon comes back to Reuven and says, can you lend me something? So now, if Reuven says, I'm not lending you just like you don't want to lend me, that's called what? I'm not lending you, you lend me. That's called Nekima, that's called Nekama. But now, what if Reuven says, here, you can have it. Eini kemoscha shelo yishaltani. I'm not like you, you didn't lend me, but I'm lending you. That's called Netir. Now, notice the case that Chazal is giving is that Reuven, he's noter in a sense that he is letting Shimon know that he acted in a certain way that was offensive to him. And he's doing it, not just I'm doing it, he's shtachin' him. He's saying, look, I'm better than you. Look, I'm giving it to you. And you didn't give it to me. So there's an element that he's reminding him of what he did verbally, but he's doing it in a very condescending way. He is saying, look at me and look at you, and I'm better than you. Self-righteous, vindictive. So now the question is like this. What's the lav of l'sitor? Is the lav of l'sitor, first of all, does he have to say anything? Let's say he just holds it in. And he's noter. He's noter that I'm holding on to this, that you did this to me. So that could be l'sitor. And you have to know if that is l'sitor, then what's the relation between l'sitor and l'sisna? If l'sisna is also bilva vecha. Good. But you'll have to see what could be a distinction. I'm holding on to it. Maybe because you want to get even at some point, but you're holding on to it. That could be netira in your heart. Or does it have to do with saying it to the person? If it has to do with saying it to the person, look how you treated me. So let's say he just tells him, how do you treat me that way? Is that l'sitor? Or only when he says, eini kemoscha, look, I'm better than you. So the truth is, there's a range of shitas. I once wrote a piece on this topic in an old Beis Yitzchak. Maybe Mitzvah Hashem one day will rework it, reprint it, as part of a sefer. But it was a piece in Tavshin Mem Gimel that it appeared. What is the hadara of the lav of l'sitor? So, if you look in the lashon of the Yireim, this is not in your package, but I'll read you the lashon of the Yireim. The lashon of the Yireim is the gamus harim shelola haskir veloma lahem afapi shelola sisi imi chulasisa imi esa imcha. To tell the guy, even though you didn't do me the favor I'm doing to you, that is netira. And the Yireim is mashma that netira is specific to the case that Chazal portrayed, where I do the favor to you and I say, look, I'm better than you are. That's specifically the aver. So other Rishonim mashma as well. The Smak says, "Shelo yomar hareini mashilcha ve'eini kamocha." If we understand that the lav of l'sitor is the fact that I say I'm better than you, you didn't lend me, and I'm lending you. So chera, what we're asking right now is not such a kasha. Every time I say to you, "How come you did that to me?" So why isn't that called l'sitor? No, if I come and I remind you about what you did, and I'm upset about it, and I say, how do you do that to me? That's not l'sitor. L'sitor is, I'm going to use it as a one-upsmanship. Look, I'm going to take that fact that I'm upset that you acted that way to me, and I'm going to find an opportunity, or the opportunity presents itself, where I am going to act the exact opposite. And I'm going to show you, and I'm at the time, look at how I am so much better than you. I'm lending you, you didn't lend me. That's, and I say that, eini kemoscha. That's l'sitor. But stand to remind the person, remember what you did to me yesterday. I'm upset about it. No, that's not l'sitor. That could be the mitzvah of chech t'chiach, according to the Rambam. Right? So that could be very good. That, according to these Rishonim, the Chorin is no kash. Now, there are other Rishonim, like the Chinuch, that are mashma, that l'sitor is in your heart. Again, you have to know how to compare and contrast that to l'sisna. But the lashon of the Chinuch is lo nitar bilvavenu. This is in Mitzvah Reish Mem Beis. Lo nimnanu nilinta bilvavenu ma sheheira lanu echad miYisrael v'apis shenaskim b'nafshisenu shelo isham lo gmura myself. But nevertheless, b'schiras cheto bilvad nimnanu. It's remembering the. So you're thinking about what he did. That's lo sitor. You're holding it against him inside. Again, you have to know what is l'sisna, what's l'sitor. There's a difference, possibly. You're holding on to it. You're rehashing it in your mind. You're obsessing on it. You're holding on. It's in your heart. So again, someone could very well understand that the chiyach to chiyach of the Rambam and the Rishonim here, that's not a l'sitor. L'sitor is when you're holding it inside. It's like Osisna in that respect. It's inside your heart. Once you tell the person, you did that to me, why did you do that? I'm offended. That's clearly not Lositor anymore. So on both extremes, if Lositor is specifically Eini Kemoscha, then this is not Lositor. And if Lositor is in the heart, again, it's not Lositor. You're getting it out. The problem is, what if you say Lositor is expressing to the person what they did, but it's not dafka to express it in the form of Eini Kemoscha, look, I'm better than you are, but simply to remind the person of how they behaved is already Lositor. And there are mashmalos like that in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs in Lo Sasei Shin Hei says that Lo Sitor means She Niskor Lo Ha'avon Shechata Hachote. Niskor, actually in the Frankel Rambam, the Lashon is Niskor Ha'avon Shechata Lachote Naski Rehu Lo. It's clear that you're talking to him. Niskor Ha'avon, not just remembering the sin, but Naski Rehu Lo. It was to bring up to that person what he did to you. So now, wait a second. How could it be that Torah forbids a person to remind the one that was pogea in me of what he did, if the very Torah says hocheach tochiach semisach, means don't hold it in, but you should tell the person about what he did. So the lashon of Rambam by Lositor, Shenizkar Avon Shachata Lo Benaski Rehu Lo. That's the Frankel edition of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs.
Did he sin against this person, or did he just
Shachata Lo Hachote? He did something to me. Again, he didn't lend me something. I was very offended by that. So I tell the person. I bring it up. So here it says, you should bring it up. Don't hold on to it. Don't feel sin. So this is a very interesting inyan, and I want to bring your attention. You should have this in the very back of your packets. There's a wonderful, wonderful sefer. So far, two big volumes have come out, and a number of small volumes as well. But this is a sefer that originates in Tzfat. And Baruch Hashem, I have the schia to know the people involved with this institute. It's an institute called Machon Toras HaAdam LaAdam, and they put out. They work literally yom v'layla on Inyan Avidat Machavera. They've assembled a tremendous amount of material. There's a lot of Kailin and other groups also that are doing this, but I think they stand out in my mind about how they organize things, and I think they did tremendous Abbasis Torah in this area. So there's a Sefer Limud, Lochman Machavero, on Losisna. And there's a separate one on Losikam Vositor. And I xeroxed a couple of pages from both in the back of your packets. So in the one on Lositor, they have a chapter devoted to the relationship between Netira and Chiyuv Tochacha. And they work out some of what we just worked out right now. What is the nature of the Isser of Lositor? And therefore, would it be a contradiction to the Mitzvah of Tochacha according to the Rambam? So there's a lot here which I'll let you look at for yourself. There's a lot of interesting chidushim that they bring. I want to bring out one svar, which I think is very mistaver, that they mention. And you can look at yourself at the whole piece. And that is, even if we assume, we're limiting the question to this shita, that Lositor is about reminding the person with verbally about what they did, and lav dafka in a way that's condescending. But just reminding the person, that's a Lositor. And yet, the Torah says, Ochiach Tochiach. That's what the Torah says, don't keep it in, tell the person. So how could it be? How can you reconcile that? So the Chiluk will be like the following. When you approach the person and you tell them about what they did and how they hurt you, do you do so with an open mind or with a closed mind? Now, if you are basically passing judgment on them, and being critical on them without being open to hearing any kind of explanation, whether it be an apology or a defense, basically you're just out to criticize. That's Lositor. According to this view, again, according to some Lositor is dafka, if you say any kemoscha, and according to others it's belayv, but assuming that it's about telling the person about what they did. If you do it because you simply want to remind them, without trying to probe and understand their motives, you know, your mind is made up. And you, and not only is it made up, that you know what, you know that they're wrong, you want it to know that you think so. And you simply tell them, as a matter of reminding them what they did, that's lusit. This is something else. Hochiach tochiach is saying that you don't keep it inside. You express to the person that they did that. But why? Not stam to pass judgment on, but for the sake of clarification, for the sake of trying to bring it out into the open. The Lashon of the Rishonim, madua sisalikach. You're asking a question. You want to hear their answer. Not, you're not coming to condemn. Obviously you are, but not in a sense of just case closed. But you're waiting to hear the response. And if they'll tell you, no, you misunderstood me, this is what I meant, this is what I did, this is what I never meant, that. So you're willing to hear that. You're open, an open mind. Oh, I'm so sorry. So that, you're doing it in good faith. Or if they really apologize again, but you're willing to listen. You're coming with an open mind. That is the mitzvah of tochacha. But if you're doing it with a closed mind, that's what we'll see there. So here you see, what a fine line, as I alluded to before. The same mitzvah, if it's done with one mindset, it's a mitzvah. According to the same thing, if you do it in a different mindset, the same exact words even, can be an avera, according to this pshat and losita. What a fine line. I mean, again, this is one mahalach. There may be other ways to resolve this question. But could very well be, that's the difference. The Torah is trying to get to the point where it's going to get clarified. In fact, according to the Rishonim that emphasize that it's for the sake of shalom, no shalom is going to come if you're just dumping on them and saying, no. You know, you're good for nothing, I did that. The shalom is going to come from the fact that the facts will come to light. So let's try to understand, how did you do that? So he realizes you feel hurt, and he'll try to tell you something in response. Yeah.
According to this chat, originally you feel that the other fellow did your nagla, and you failed, and you were over on Moses. Didn't say anything. Time passes and something triggers the opportunity either to clear it, in which time you fail again because you're over and like Sita.
I mean, Lusisna, for example, is not, you know, it can continue. So in Hanami, you could have violated it, and then you can stop violating it. In other words, if you're sister, you're continuing to violate the system.
If you clear it up,
at some point, you always step.
If you're right, you cleaned it.
Right. You think it could come from one to the other. In Hanami, right.
You get it by trying to do well, but if the second activity triggered it, if something triggered it, and then you bring it up, then you get into further.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of overlap in these look, even if you express it, but not in a positive way, so it could be your survival system. We haven't discussed losisna yet. It's a whole discussion in its own right. Is losisna dafka bilvavecha? Could be, we'll get on touching this a little bit in the Gemara and Erechin that we see to sign on the base. Let's say you beat the guy up. So there's a Lashna Gemara that's not Lusisna, because it's not Bilbavecha. But does that mean because you don't really feel in your heart, you're just acting in a manner that indicates sinna? So that's the Chiddush, that the there is only when you feel sinna in your heart. If you're just acting that way, but there isn't sinna in the heart, there's no violation. But suppose there's a sinna in your heart and it's also expressed. Does that take away from the Avera? So it could be that's Machokis. Machokis Rishonim and Ashayla had a Rishonim in the Ramah. Stipler, by the way, has a Sefer and Chumash Birchas Peretz. You can look in the Sefer and Kedoshim. He brings a number of shittas on this question. Is Losisna Dafka Bilvavecha, or if there's heart, but there's also action, and it's expressed as well. But the point in this mitzvah, v'chech tochiach, seems obvious, that when you express it, then it's not being pent up, it's being expressed. But again, for it not to be lo sitor, we're saying, it's that's being expressed with a desire to try to get clarity. There's a lashon of Rashi in Chumash, in Vayera, on a different pasuk, not v'ochicha v'mesavimelech, on the pasuk v'eis kol v'nochochas, which is earlier in the parasha, when Avimelech took Sarah and then returns her, and he wants to be mefayis her and try to placate her, and Avram he tries to placate. V'eis kol v'nochochas, it says. So Rashi says there that v'nochochas, tochacha means birur dvarim, trying to clarify facts. This is, Rashi says, all tochacha, that's what it comes down to. So the way we're saying now, it's the idea that you're trying to clarify the facts, you're trying to lay out, how did you act this way? So try to come to understand it. I think if a person could violate a losisna, still could come to prevent future losisna. It could be, it's not mutually exclusive. It's not like you have a certain window of time. If you didn't respond with ochiach tochiach, then you can't ever do that anymore. You're locked into the system. No, the system could continue. It could be, and then at a certain point, you always have the el ochiach tochiach. Don't continue to persist in bilvavecha. No, ochiach tochiach at whatever point, I imagine.
Could you go around the sitor, but then you have the system. You get it off your chest, but you have to do it in your way of saying it.
Yeah, the way I'm saying now, according to this chiluk, it was saying if it's done in the wrong way, that could be lositor. Assuming lositor is about simply reminding the person. And if you say lositor is the heart, or lositor is specifically when you do something to show that I'm better than you are, and you say that then it's a different story. But if a lositor is reminding the person of their what they did, if that's what you're doing, you're not doing it to clear the air and to try to understand where the person's coming from and how do you do that, but you're doing it simply to condemn the person, case closed, that could be a violation of lositor. So again, it's a very interesting continuum here between all different ways you can react. Yeah.
Could we say also that's why if the person's not going to be makabel, because then there would never be any, it would never lead to any harmony. So if it would never lead to any harmony, if it's never going to be makabel, then you never give him tochacha.
So this is a sugya in its own right. We'll have to see in terms of the other tochacha, but you're right to bring it in now also. In other words, if the person will not listen, he just won't listen. So is a mitzvah tochacha. So that's a lot of shittas about this matter. So what about an hour tochacha right now? In other words, he's not going to own up to what he did. So does that exempt you of this tochacha, having to express so there is a Rambam. That's the Rambam later. It's interesting how the Rambam jumps from one to the other. Go back to the Rambam you have here in Perek Vav of Deis. You see, in Halacha Vav, we just saw that was this mitzvah b'chech tochiach, to tell the person, why did you act that way? Halacha Zayin, the Rambam goes to the other tochacha. You see someone acting in a wrong way, so you're supposed to be mochiachim. Then it goes to the halacha, the details of that tochacha. Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches. Now, in Halacha Tes, the Rambam comes back and says the following. Mishachata lov chavero, v'lo racha lo chicho, v'lo ledaber lo kum. Let's say someone did something bad to you, and I don't want to be mochiachim, I don't want to speak to him, because the guy is very unsophisticated, not nuanced at all, just dense, you could say, head yot. Also, he said that to Mishubeshes, he just thinks krum, he just doesn't think about things in a clear way. So what do you do therefore? Umacha lo belibo, velo satmo. So again, we don't have sinna, so I simply forgive in my heart. Velo achicha. So I didn't do hochiach tochiach, but I didn't do lo sisna. Harizabidis chasidus. Well, Peter Torah Elohan Mastema. So what is the Rambam doing here? The Rambam is giving you another scenario that rather than hochiach tochiach, in the sense, why do you do that to me? You simply amoichel him. There's a number of difficulties in this Rambam. First of all, the Seder Hadvarim. Why does the Rambam wait to say this? This halacha should have been put on the heels of halacha vav. Because the Ram here is talking about the type of tochacha that he describes in Halacha Vav, which is the tochacha from feeling that you are a victim by something the person did. And the Ram says, what if the person is a head yod b'yoser? So you mocha in your heart. That's Midas Chasidus. Why does the Rambam wait to Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, which is the whole other mitzvah of tochacha? That's a difficulty anyway you look at it. But the other thing you have to figure out in the Rambam is, okay, this is a case where the person was a head yod b'yoser. You gave me the scenario, the person you know is not gonna respond in any way. So it could be the Rambam, that's what the Rambam means. In other words, he said he's just not gonna get it. Or maybe the Rambam means something else. Not that you know he's not gonna listen, he's just not gonna be able to perceive where you're coming from and understand what the nuances are we're trying to get out. And the Rambam says, Machalo b'libo. Let's say it's not a case of Daita Meshubeshes. Let's say a normal case. Do I have the option, instead of going through the root of Chiyach Tochiyach, I'll simply get rid of the sinner? I'll just be Mech. Now, the point is not to have a hatred in your heart. So, one option is Chiyach Tochiyach. Maybe it's out of the system. Maybe the other option is to simply be Mech. Finished. Why do I have to wait for him to apologize and then be Mech? I'll just be Mech right now. So the Rambam gives you this option, but the Rambam only sets up this option in the case of the person who doesn't have a clear head about these matters. Let's say the person has a clear head. Do you have a choice? Can you decide not to do a chiyach tochiyach, but simply to be meichel? What do you think, Rav Osei? What do you think? Yeah?
Good.
It seems that dafka in this case, yeah? Why? Chayav, the whole point is not to have losisna, so it's not losisna. You think, but you still have a mitzvah chiyach tochiyach as well, separate from that.
Could you mean that in the case that you think of him as a nothing, a nobody, so it doesn't concern me, I'm also him, forget it. In the case that he brought up, where you do consider it as an insult, but he's such a tough guy, he's not going to hear me, you can't be my friend. You don't have that facility. How could you forgive somebody that you care, you respect his opinion? How could you do that? How could you forgive somebody whose opinion you respect that insulted you or that did something against you? And he won't accept your point.
If you find it within yourself to be meichel, why can't you do that? That's the question. It's
a difficult thing, I think.
So you have to know, there's a lot of things that are not clear here, Umay, so I'll be honest with you. I mean, another thing that I'm wondering about is, we're talking about something that bothers you to the extent that you feel sinner. It was literally some of the other things people do that bother people. You get annoyed. Suddenly, I have a mitzvah right then and there, assuming that the Dirk and the Rambam suggests that unless this person just doesn't think clearly, I have a mitzvah v'chech tochiyach. I mean, Meisim Bechol Yom, someone doesn't hold the door for me, whatever. So I get a little annoyed. So I have a mitzvah to run after him and give him a whole piece of my mind. I mean, that's what the Torah would expect. Or just drop it. You know, maybe, you know, that's not what we're talking about.
Any
time you perceive something as a slight, that's Ochech Tochiyach. If your alternative is to feel sinna inside, then the mitzvah is Ochech Tochiyach. It's not about what is considered objectively to be a great provocation, a small provocation. It's about how you feel about it. Very much a question of how you feel. So the guy didn't hold the door for me. So I'm upset. So now I could just let it go. I could forgive the guy. But maybe I can't just forgive the guy. I have mitzvah to try to... But it sounds odd. But the Rambam only says it in the case of how you had your biyoseh. So there are some who maybe take the Rambam... Could be it's in the packet, you have to find it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashma that even lechatchila you can choose the option of being meichel. Even the Rambam is not mashma so much that way. But I have another thought, another machshava, which I have to maybe try to investigate it further about. I think there's a difference between feeling annoyed and feeling hostile, angry, to the extent that you feel hatred. The Rambam, the whole discussion here is the alternative being osisna. If a person is so, it's kutmer in leben, you know, as they say, it's in the kishkes, I feel like I hate the guy. So then that you have no right to hold it in. There you have to tell the person, how could you act that way? That's a slight that creates a feeling of sinah, bordering on sinah. That's where Hochiach Tochiach sets in. Even the fact that a person does something, listen, he stepped on my foot, crazy, he didn't hold the door. Listen, you know, a little bit of a kpeda, a little bit annoyed. That's not what we're talking about. That's not, I'm going to run after everybody. I can let go of it easy. It's not even like I have to be meichel as much as, you know, you let it go. And, okay, meichel, fine. But it's not like we're talking about Hochiach Tochiach. How could you do that to me? If you really are feeling so hurt that not to express it is going to be losisna, then it's going to create pirud between people, then the antidote must be to promote shalom, is to understand why they acted that way, to express your grievance and to hear what he has to say in return. That's Hochiach Tochiach. And that gets the sin away from you and it creates shalom. But not every slight rises to the level of a sinah. I don't have any rights right now to this, but I would like to suggest that would not come under this halacha, Hochiach Tochiach. That's simple. That's easy to the meichel. The question is if it's something greater than that. So can I still say, look, rather than telling him, I have enough self-discipline, I can be meichel right now. Maybe you say it's not shech and metzias. If you're really bordering on sinah, then the only way therapeutically to deal with that sinah is to tell it, to express a person how you feel, rather than to be meichel. It's not so simple just to be meichel and the sin is gone. It has to, you know, psychologists will say that, right? You have to express it in some way.
The Torah
seems to be saying it, yeah. And the Rambam's only saying, but let the person just is so dense and doesn't get it. So then Lamaisa, you can't tell me it's a mitzvah lochech tochech, it's not going to do anything to talk to the walls. If I'm talking to the walls, it's not going to get anything out. So the answer is, so Lamaisa, you're potter. But midas chasidus is bimeichel. That's the answer in halacha test. But we're talking about issues of provocations that rise to the level of hatred. And that's where the Rambam says in halacha test that you can be mochel. So you talked about a case where the person's not going to hear. I don't know whether, that's another question I'm not sure about, whether that goes into this Rambam of hedyot biyoser or something. That inyan of a person's not going to listen, that's very relevant to the other tochacha that we'll see different sheetahs about, but we'll have to bring it back over here. If I'm going to express it, and I know it's like talking to the wolf. Okay, maybe that does fall into the Rambam's categorization, that he just wouldn't... hard to know what the Rambam means exactly with this case. Yeah?
You might be able to do a comment between when someone does something to you as opposed to doing, you know, seeing a Maisa Avera, something...
Right, so that's the classic Tochacha. The Maisa Avera that I see him committing, that's where I have mitzvah of Tochacha, and that's where all these issues come up as far as we'll listen, we'll not listen. But that's a different type of tochacha.
He doesn't listen to you, so maybe you don't have to. But I'm saying if the reason is that it's should lo yishar adam
b'nefesh. Oh, so if you think it to get at your sinah right there, yeah. So then maybe you have to say it even then, even if it's not going to. Could be a different gedarim. Interesting possibility. Which gives us to the next question. So what about the heter to be hating him if I go through the process of tochacha? Can I therefore hate the person? So take a look at the Sefer Yireim. The lesson of the Yireim is sort of mashma that way. This you'll see on page, let's see, is it 26? He says in the middle here, "V'zel pshuto shel mikra." Now he's going to get to this. He talked about tochacha, the classic tochacha. That's much of the literature and Chazal and the Rishonim talks about that tochacha. You see a dvar avera. Now, pshuto shel mikra. Lo sisna, ein cha rashay lisna osachicha b'uvavecha, shetomar b'uvavecha kacha saproni shlo kahogen. Don't hate the person and think to yourself, ah, this guy acted not nice to me. Elo chiach tochiach, v'tomar, kach shamati. This is what I heard you do. I heard you did. This sounds like you heard it. You heard about him doing that to him. Amar sheker. The person says, Sheker Amu, they said something, Sheker, I never did that. Well, Chashato Bechinam. It turns out you didn't suspect him for nothing. In other words, it won't be that you're being over Choshe Bechsherim because you open about it and then he explained to you with Sheker. Good. So you're not holding on to this suspicion that's wrong because you told him, I heard this is what they said you did. And he says, no, I never did it. Im incha yodea she sheker omer, incha vashel esanoso. if you don't know that it was Sheker, you can't hate him. In Maven, Tochichenu, Shechata Lashemayim O Negdecha. Notice the lesson here. If you don't know that it was Sheker, you can't stam hate him a priori. You don't know. Person did something. Now he's combining the two types of Tochachi here. The person did Aveira, he's Machal Shabbos. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. Or he did something against you, personally. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. So you have no right to automatically violate Losisna, to hate the person. So you have to give Tochacha. Either the Tochacha Shechata L'Hashemayim, or Negdecha, V'Dava Sh'Roi L'Hisane. Then, Rashoi Atalis Anosu, us. So what is it, Mashma from the Iranian? That once you give him the tochacha, whichever tochacha, he's mixing them together here, the tochacha of you're going against the Torah, or the tochacha of how do you do that to me, then you can hate him at that point. It's mashma that way from the Yirei. But the question is like this. So Bishlama, if you did it, you said, how could you do that? And he says, I'm wrong, but I don't want to apologize to you. Now I hear better. Okay, so listen, I'm leaving to hate him now because I did my duty. I told him off. I told him I'm upset, and he doesn't want to apologize. Let's say he says, no, I'm right. He doesn't own up that he was wrong. He thinks he's right, and I think he's wrong. So it's a stalemate. But I told him off, but he didn't. Nothing changed. It's still a deadlock. Do I have a right to hate him? Because once I was mekayim the requirement of chiyach to chiyach, now I can hate him because I feel like he did something wrong, and I didn't keep it inside. I told him that I madu asisa kach v'kach, and he gave me an explanation that was unsatisfactory. Would that also allow me to feel sinna? Would I be violating osisna? Once I did chiyach to chiyach. So if it brings to shalom, matov madayim. But what if it doesn't bring to shalom? So if the person admits his guilt and doesn't apologize, I think he's right. The name is mashma. He's right to say I can hate you now. Let's say he does admit his guilt. He still holds on to his own shita, and I think he's wrong. Does that also permit me to be sonei him? Or what if he says I'm sorry, and I don't want to forgive him? But I did the tochacha, so I should be meichelim. Fine. So I'm not a good guy in the fact that I'm not being meichelim. But what about as far as violating osisna? If you look in the back of your packets, you'll see from the Sefer Limud on osisna, he has this chakira. He doesn't have an answer. He reads it as an open question. According to the Arayim, what would be if I did locheach tochiach? If I didn't locheach tochiach, for sure I can hate him in my heart. Let's say I did it, but it didn't lead to the peaceful resolution. It didn't lead to an admission of guilt. Or he apologized and I don't want to be meichel. Can I hit him at that point?
What was the verb?
No, because I at least I expressed the sinah. And the Torah says you can't hate him unless you do this. But I did that. Does that automatically give me a heter for losisna? That's what we're not sure about. I want to just close with something that's negiah the parsha. Because it's an interesting Mar Makom, but I'm not sure if it's a perfect Mar Makom, but it's brought actually by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in his Sefer Kiryat Melech on the Rambam. Mar Makom is in the Rambam that you don't find in the Kesef Mishnah and others. So he has, I'll say the Harambam. And I think in the Fenkel Rambam it's saying this Mar Makom as well. It's a Sifrei in our parasha. The Maisa at the end of the parish of Miriam, who spoke against Moshe, Miriam and Aaron, it says, spoke. Miriam was the primary one, and it says Hashem came to them, told Moshe, Aaron and Miriam to go out, and Hashem, in a certain sense, was now chastising them for how could they speak against Moshe. Now the Pasuk says, after all of that, and Hashem's wrath kindled up against them, and he departed. So the, Rashi quotes from the Sifrei the following statement. Once he informed them of their sin, he decreed that they should be excommunicated. Kavachomer for a person that should not be angry at his friend until he informs him of how the person behaved. That is the statement of Rashi based on the Sifrei. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggested that this is the makor for the Rambam. You see, it's not pashut. Where does the Rambam get this idea of tochacha? It's not a mefurish gemara anywhere. The gemara is an erech in since we deal with tochacha in the sense of whatever. Well, they are in the Torah, and I'm telling you, you're going against the Torah. Where does the Rambam get it from? So there is a medrash Tandav Eliyahu that might be a makor that you have this in the packet, but the could be the makor is this sifrei. The only problem is that chayra, if the reason is because of bringing shalom, they understand the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says to them, let me tell you how you acted, and then let me tell that first, and then I'll be angry, but I have to tell you why. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the reaction is going to be, but that's the message for us. But it has to do with me, not so much with the relationship with me. I should hold on to the anger. Let's check that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. Anyway, it's an interesting question to think about. Let me also give you. I'll end now, but I have some sheets. I'm happy to leave you that are. If you come with me to my office, I'll give everybody your own copy. Relating to this parsha, Miriam, I think there are numerous lessons in Tochacha that you can derive from this parsha of Miriam and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises Miriam and Aaron, and interesting parallels between the Hilchos Tochacha and Pesukim that you have specifically over here. So anyone's welcome to stay around. I'll give everyone copies. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll continue with these in Yanim next week. Again, if you're going to have the package, if you're going to hold on, if you're going to come next week, hold on to the package. If not, you'll get it.